1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A close ally of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani has been fired. The Dodgers accuse him of stealing millions from Ohtani. Here's ABC's Whit Johnson to explain.
The Dodgers firing Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, after he allegedly placed wagers with an illegal sports book in California. Our colleagues at ESPN reviewed bank information they say shows Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments made last year. Misuhara denies ever betting on baseball and claims Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts or transfers.
The search is on in Idaho for white supremacist prison inmate Skylar Mead. He escaped along with an accomplice after a shootout at a Boise medical center this week. British media reporting that three members of staff from the London Clinic are being investigated as police look into attempted access of the Princess of Wales medical records while she was there for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is the last day for parties in the Robin Voss recall case to make their arguments to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is asking justices whether a recall would be held in Voss's old district or his new redrawn district. Meanwhile, the Racine County DA is looking into complaints of forged petition signatures. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget. On the other hand, he says student-led initiatives are picking up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Voters in West Madison and Verona will have a primary election this fall. Madison alder Nasra Rahelier announced she's running for State Assembly in District 80 on Wednesday. She's running as a Democrat. District 80 is currently represented by Democrat Mike Baer of Verona. With two Democrats in the race, a primary election to see who will make it onto the general election ballot will be held on August 13th. The Beloit City Council president is being honored with a park named in their honor. Regina Duncan is the first Black woman to serve as Beloit City Council president and is stepping down after 8 years. The city announced Tuesday that Summit Park on Henry Avenue will now be known as Regina Duncan Park. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter supporting the new park name, saying that she is well deserving of the honor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Celtics 122-119. Milwaukee trailed by 15 for most of the game, but closed to within a point in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where they kept getting the lead. We kept fighting back. So you love that. We did keep fighting. You know, we ended up shooting the ball better than them tonight. I thought our zone was really effective. Mixing back zone man. It made them hesitate what they were running.
Tonight it's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee at 5-serve form. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison University, 8:40 tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on what stands out on the tape.
The diversity and the depth that they play with, about nine guys, and you can tell they've got, you know, Friedel has been around the game, Bickerstaff's been around the game, Edwards, they're all older guys.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day. Friday, today cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tune in Thursday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're counting down to Armageddon, the fire sale at Trump Tower. Devil's Advocates Radio, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
When I was arrested, my original indictment linked me to an individual referred to as Unindicted Co-Conspirator 1. We now know this individual to be Congressman Pete Sessions, who sits on this very committee today. Today I ask you to consider the following. In nearly a year traveling the world and interviewing officials in different countries, I found precisely zero evidence of the Biden's corruption in Ukraine. No credible source has ever provided proof of criminal activity, not the FBI, CIA, nor the NSA.
Huh. Wow.
Yet another sad party balloon of investigations by Republicans that draw the opposite conclusion of what they were trying to prove. Please, let's try to trigger Dr. Redliner. Give me some more Lev Parnas, won't you?
No respectable Ukrainian official has ever said that the Biden did anything illegal, including former President Poroshenko and former Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko. Even when CEO of Burisma, Mykola Zlochevsky, was offered a deal by Rudy Giuliani in exchange for information on the Bidens, he provided none, because there is none.
Wow.
Dear God. Okay, and one last one. Lev Parnas.
The only information ever pushed on the Bidens in Ukraine has come from one source, and one source only, Russia and Russian agents. The impeachment proceedings that bring us here now are predicated on false information spread by the Kremlin. Everyone involved knew they were sharing lies. From Trump and Giuliani's shadow diplomacy, through my missions to Ukraine and elsewhere, to members of a BLT team, a group convened for the sole purpose of investigating and damaging the Bidens.
Wow.
Okay. And then they all put on their big floppy shoes and their noses and got back in the clown car and left.
And put on their Putin masks.
James Comer driving. Yes, which was funny and made an excellent point. Okay. I think our friend has something to say about
this. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redliner joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redliner.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redliner is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
That's when I get my naps in, is during your title.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Doom.
Me too, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I saved this.
I am riled up, actually. Thank you very much, Stephanie. I mean, totally riled up.
Here you are doing all this great work in Ukraine for children, and I saved one other thing Lev Parnas said. I believe that what we are facing now is the culmination of a much larger plan for Russia to crush Ukraine by infiltrating the United States. In my travels, I found precisely zero proof of this of the Bidens' criminality. Instead, what I learned is that time frame was the true nature of the conspiracy that the Kremlin was forcing through Russian, Ukrainian, American, and other channels to interfere in our elections. Ultimately, this was meant to benefit Trump's re-election, which would in turn benefit Vladimir Putin. This sums up this last several year nightmare of our lives, doesn't it?
You know, it's really, really hard to absorb the depth of this corruption. And it's a different kind of corruption. You know, you say corruption, well, somebody took bribes to do something. This is actually corruption of democracy. This is a fundamental attack on a way of life that we thought we enjoyed and is suddenly in jeopardy at a level that I can't remember ever. There's been nothing like this. You know, this wouldn't have been possible at all without social media and the internet and the ability for people that want to do harm to other people to really, really hurt them to the point where on the first Tuesday in November of this year, everything is at stake, like everything. Karen showed me the other day, there was a map in The Economist of the world which showed where the real democracies are versus in a tiny minority of countries versus the number of countries where there's autocracy or oligarchies. And listen, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And Ukraine is the tip of the iceberg, Stephanie. It has got to be understood in terms of dynamics that are behind our continued refusal to fund these heroes in Ukraine who are defending us and them against a mortal enemy in Russia. That's what it is.
We mentioned this yesterday, but given your work as a pediatrician, with the children in Ukraine, I don't know what you make of 9 Republicans voting against the bill that condemns the Russian kidnapping of thousands and thousands of Ukrainian children. I don't even get it politically. You want to go on record as saying you're for that? You're for the kidnapping of Ukrainian children? I mean,
it's incomprehensible. You know, it wasn't that long ago where somebody, even if they felt they should be against condemning Russia for this mass kidnapping, nobody would say it publicly. Who in their right mind would actually cast a vote like that, no matter what they actually felt?
Yeah.
And we've gotten to a really, really bad point. You know, one of the things that Trump did is he unleashed the ability to be uninhibited, totally uninhibited by the craziest, stupidest, most dangerous ideas that should be in a closet.
As you say, what kind of people? You know what comes to mind? The kind of people that would nominate as their presidential candidate someone who would say Hitler's done some good things. There's very fine people in Charlottesville, and also that Jews are bad Jews if they don't love him and vote for Republicans. I mean,
you get beyond numb from the shock of all this.
Yeah.
You know, things that he said in the last week that you kind of hear and you go, here he goes again, that a few years ago you would have heard, you would have said, lock this guy up. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's absolutely nuts. It's become normalized. And it didn't just become normalized in Donald Trump. He managed to infect the Republican Party in its entirety.
Yeah.
And also with this point.
Yeah, with
there
this,
you go.
With this anti-science, anti-vax stupidity that we've talked about. I kept thinking, I was thinking of you yesterday with the latest report of the latest measles outbreak somewhere. I can't even imagine, because you're just probably the nicest human I know. What happens if someone comes to you as a pediatrician with a child with measles and said, yeah, I didn't vaccinate them? Like, what do you say to that parent?
You shake your head in disbelief, and you try to talk to them, and knowing that they're in the cult, at some point you say, listen, I can't deal with you. And it's like somebody going to the hospital, making rounds in the intensive care unit and looking at people dying from COVID because somebody told them they shouldn't take it because they might, I don't know, be invaded by aliens. You know, any of these crackpot theories that end up putting somebody in danger personally is, horrifying.
Yeah.
But when you do that to a child, this is something, and I worked for many years dealing with child abuse and neglect. At what point are you endangering your own child, against which there are laws? You can't endanger children by stupidity. I have wonder.
I mean, again, I'm not a psychologist, Doc, but you know, when this whole like, oh, you better off, you know, 4 years ago, and we're just all of us remember this trauma, this national trauma that we lived through that was COVID, Doc, and you think is part of the human psyche that you want to block out horrible things, so we're really not remembering. I mean, Rhonda reminded me of one of the latest ones. We should have an everyday reminder of all the crap that happened during Trump, like when the feds were seizing all the PPE, first responders were wearing garbage bags, and Governor Pritzker had to arrange secret flights from China to get PPP that our state already paid for. I mean, it just, you forget all the levels of incompetence and venality that ran through the Trump administration during COVID, right?
You do forget it. And hopefully the Democrats up and down the ticket will be reminding us every day of exactly what you're just talking about, that it wasn't just, you know, were you better off or not? You came out of a nightmare with Joe Biden's election. That's exactly what happened. So let me remind you what you were experiencing 4 years ago. I mean, you would think that that alone, that kind of messaging would be enough to sink any kind of Trump aspiration to get back into the White House.
I mean, what disturbs me, I try not to get too focused on any polling, but, you know, and I don't know whether it was specifically independents or whatever, but the percentage of people think the economy was better under Trump. You just are like, shake your head. Yeah. There is no provable statistic.
You do shake your head.
Unemployment was what, 15 almost? 15%. It's what, under 4 now? I mean, stock market, any barometer you can look at, you're just, so I don't know what that is. I forgot to ask our political strategist, Carl Frisch, about that as well. But I have to hope that the cold, hard numbers when people vote, here's Howard Dean. Let's not get happy. Okay. However, here at Howard Dean.
I'm still convinced that Biden is going to win this reasonably handily. And I think it's because all those people who are voting for Nikki Haley now in the Republican primary where she doesn't have a chance, those are people who are not going to be able to vote for Donald Trump. They're either stay home or they'll vote for Biden. And as we get closer and closer to the election, I think they're going to decide they have to vote for Biden, because a vote for nobody is a vote for Trump.
That's what, you know, I was saying. I was speculating that's why Trump can't get the money from anybody, because even his billionaire buddies don't think he's going to win. I'm afraid to say that out loud, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't actually think he's going to win either. And by the way, unfortunately, the other alternative that Nikki Haley's voters have is Bobby Kennedy Jr., who is a freaking problem. He's a problem. And, you know, the speculation, will he take more votes from Biden or Trump? I don't know. He's a factor that shouldn't be there in the first place. But
yeah,
I also don't think, you know, if you think about it, with respect to what Dean said, there's not enough people in the Trump. There's a lot, and they're very loud, and they're very manipulative, but maybe they're 20 million or 30 million. There's not 75 million people who will buy into that at the end of the day. So I am actually weirdly optimistic about it.
Yeah, no, me too. Don't get happy. Our little stem cell, Victor Shi, tweets, new billionaire Mark Cuban, who voted for Nikki Haley in the GOP primary, was at President Biden's fundraiser in Texas and is now supporting Joe Biden for reelection. We need more billionaires and former Nikki Haley supporters like Mark Cuban. This is great. Joe Walsh said any former Republican conservative who truly believes Donald Trump is unfit to be president but doesn't vote for Joe Biden is putting his or her own interests ahead of the country's interests. I mean, you got to go the full Liz Cheney. Sorry, you got to go the full, like, you got to vote for Biden. Any other vote is a vote for Trump, as you said, Doc, right?
Yeah, it's nasty. But at the end of the day, I am confident. I can't imagine there could be that much manipulation, even by the Russians going full bore at Biden and supporting Trump. I just don't think the numbers are going to be there.
Well, the more hearings the Republicans have, the more that we will be aware of Russian disinformation.
You know, the
we like to thank them.
Yeah, the only cautionary note is that the swing states, you know, everybody knows where the vast majority of states are going to go, but the problem is going to be the swing states will actually decide the election, where a very small number of voters can move the needle one way or the other.
Yeah.
But That's what we ask.
As you know, like you and Whitney Houston, I believe children are the future. And you tweeted, there is no shortage of opinions about what and how children should be taught or what or shouldn't be taught in school libraries. But with increasing dependence on quote-unquote information on TikTok and social media, paranoid conspiracy purveyors, politicians, cults, weird magic of AI, we need to rethink priorities for teaching our children. Along with the basics, they should learn how to tell the difference between truth and non-truth, between reality and illusion, and that there's a difference between believing and knowing. These may be the greatest educational challenges ever faced by parents, role models, and teachers. But we must figure this out, and soon. Yeah, or we're going to have a next generation of dumbasses. Pardon my language.
Oh, my God. Can't believe you used that in the same sentence as children. But, okay, we're going to go by. Yeah.
But anyway, to your point, it really is critical just for, you know, not just our America now, but for generations. So, Doc, thanks for your great work in Ukraine and advocating for facts. Okay, love you. Mwah. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Doc.
There he goes. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. I brought to you by my cozy earthiness.
Yes.
My coziness of my earth. Listen, it's just cozy earth.
Yeah.
It's a reason. What?
Your tiny baby nephew is in them right now?
Yes. In the presidential suite.
Okay.
Yeah. I was talking about him yesterday. You thought I meant the actual president. I meant the Shonda Rhimes president.
Yes.
He plays the president on this new Shonda Rhimes series.
The first gay president.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, he is ensconced in the softest, most luxurious sheets. Because why? I mean, he's in the presidential suite. You've got to give him good towels. I'm just saying. Because, you know, it's a little hinky hot water or no, depending on my hot water heater. So you got to make sure at least he has good towels just in case there is hot water.
Boy, Steph B&B is getting a 3-star review. With the hot water.
Yikes. Falling up. You're losing a star a day. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That is a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize self-care and sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days. CozyEarth.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under-eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah, get up. Shay in Chicago's up. If she's up, you can get up. Hi, Shay.
Yeah.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Hello.
I have to say, the idiot Trump is so desperate. Last night I was laughing so hard. I got a text that I can read it. It said, "From Trump," in all capitals. And then it said, "Hands off my tower." And I'm like, I've only donated to Democrats, like Bernie. And right. I don't know how the hell he got my number and text me that.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
It's their new outreach to people that will never, ever in a billion years vote for them. They got rid of the minority outreach divisions at the RNC. But that must be Lara's good work already, is how to, yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I get those too because they're just bad at it. Like, I'm not only a liberal, I'm a liberal with a TV and a radio show. Take me off your stupid list. Thank you. All right. We mentioned how awesome Jasmine Crockett was yesterday and just always. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me, Chris, of how awesome Ann Richards was, Governor Ann Richards. I found this. I just had to play it because, oh, my God. I found this, you know, on the Twitters, but Governor Ann Richards.
I think a woman has a right, and every woman has a right, and no government should interfere whatsoever in a woman's decision about whether or not to have children. I mean, don't jump all over that guy. Let me tell you, I have seen more children in a world of hurt as a consequence of their birth to people who did not want them and could not care for them than I have from people who've had abortions. And I want to respect anybody who has a moral disagreement with that. But you disagree in your own life. Don't tell the government to legislate what my daughters or my granddaughters or other women must do.
Yep.
Good God, do I miss her. We were saying we both had the amazing honor of meeting her. I got to go. I was telling you the story when I was on Oxygen. Geraldine Laybourne had a party for Ann Richards at her apartment.
Right.
And you know, it's, we all got to, we just all sat literally at Ann Richards' feet while she talked. And just, it was like the honor of a lifetime. You got to meet her at a convention.
Democratic National Convention in Boston in 2004. Yeah. I was working for the conservative station back then, but we were there covering it. And we got an interview with her. And
she's amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing. Just, good God. What she would be thinking about the fall of Roe, I can't even imagine. Yeah. All right, we got Dr. Allison Gill coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Historical Society is taking over an historic theater in Baraboo. The Al Ringling Theater will become an extension of Circus World. It'll continue to serve as a home for local and regional performing arts. The Al Ringling Theater was built in 1915. A conservative group wants Kyle Rittenhouse to speak to college students in Ohio. Rittenhouse killed two people during the Kenosha riots 4 years ago. Ali Greco is a student who wants to keep him off the Kent State University campus.
This past with violence, having it on campus is going against Kent State's mission, which includes ethical and humanitarian values in the service of Ohio and the global community. And this is not ethical, and this does not promote those values at all.
Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Elver Park on the southwest side of Madison is expanding. The Madison Common Council approved the deal to add 40 acres to the park on Tuesday. It's part of a deal with developer Viridian Homes, who bought the land to build around 600 housing units next to the park. The city of Madison will pay Viridian $3.7 million to convert some of that land into an expansion for Elver Park. It's the biggest commercial park expansion in the city in the past several decades. If you're looking to make it big in Hollywood, it'll soon be a little easier for you to get there from Madison. Budget airline Breeze Airways announced Wednesday that they're starting a new route to Los Angeles from the Dane County Regional Airport. It's part of a seasonal promotion, and they're offering a number of new routes across the country. The flights between Wisconsin and California will start on May 3rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, they react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow, 3 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible here by the time it winds down during the day. Friday, today cloudy, 38, snow tonight, 27. Snow will eventually end tomorrow, 38, with more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Let me remind you of what happened behind closed doors.
Well, you should ask O'Connor about my credibility.
I haven't asked you a question, okay?
You are?
When I haven't. So when I ask you a question, that's when you answer. Otherwise, I'm talking. So,
excuse me?
With my time, because it's my time, I want to be clear that when we were behind closed doors, you called a number of people liars. You called the Wall Street Journal liars. You called Cassidy Hutchison a liar. You called the FBI a liar. You called Hunter Biden a liar. You called Jim Biden a liar. It seems like, according to you, the only person that's telling the truth is you, and everyone else is lying. But
is that a question?
It's not a question.
Okay.
You'll know when I ask you a question, I promise.
Thank you.
Jasmine Crockett, reviving the great Ann Richards, Texas. Awesome, kick-ass Texas woman tradition. Yep. Oh, my God. Just cutting Tony Bubbles to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm speaking. When I ask a question, you talk. I'm speaking.
Right there she say she popped that bubble.
Reminds me of Kamala Harris in the debate, remember? Mm-hmm. I'm speaking.
Yeah.
I am speaking now. Okay. Yeah, she did pop the bubble. You're correct.
See, that was a delayed reaction to my joke.
I know.
Joke.
I heard it.
Okay.
It takes a second to register.
All right.
I've held off on reading how many "you are wrong" letters I've gotten, but I guess I might as well.
Okay, here we go. Is this about Putin's mask?
Every time I say something nice about you, I have to, you know, just bring you back to earth. Right. Damien in New York, Pennsylvania says, I get Chris's point about Moskowitz wearing a Putin mask, but I don't agree with him. Here's why. One, unlike Marjorie Taylor Greene at the State of the Union, there was at least a reason for it other than performative recalcitrance. And two, if Representative Moskowitz had just said what he said himself in the paper, his words would have been put on the same page as eighth grade volleyball schedule, and on the news shows, you wouldn't have seen it at all. Even if it was madness, there was at least a method to his said madness. Thank you. It's the only way to combat this clown show on the right. And he was...
It was performative.
The Putin mask was fantastic.
It was performative.
Oh, and now I'm going to make you play another Representative Jared Moskowitz.
I like his words.
Awesome. Ask the chairman why he hasn't called for impeachment, Tony. He's right here. Ask Comer. Hey, Comer, how come you haven't called for impeachment? I'll do it. Watch. Hi, I'm Tony. Hey, chairman, how come you haven't called for impeachment? When are we going to have the hearing? When is the vote going to happen? I mean, you believe it. He believes it. He says it every day on TV. I just don't know when we're going to have the vote. I mean, let's just go.
Are you asking me to hold the vote?
I just like looking at you. Yeah. We can save the taxpayers millions of dollars.
Oh.
So, I mean, look, I used all of my time to show that this vote is never going to happen because they have no evidence on Joe Biden. I yield back.
Oh, my God, I love when he wore the Smurf tie. He just, oh, God, he just trolls the bejesus out of them, and I am so here for it. Speaking of great comedy, I love this as well as a, Creek fan. Who is this? Oh, Keith in West Virginia says it's Creek, starring Donald and Melania Trump.
Yeah.
Dear Stephen the Mooks, I suddenly remember very clearly the opening scene of Creek. Mm-hmm. Where the maid opens the front door to the government people who have come in to seize everything they own, including Maura's wigs and the painting of the family. I got such joy from watching that scene again, in my mind swapping out Donald and Melania for Johnny and Moira. I love the thought of the whole Trump family marooned in some Florida panhandle backwater motel. I forgot! I spelled it the right way in my mind. We can only hope that scene is reenacted in real life. Thank you, Keith. Also a Greek fan. Sorry, Chris. Forgot. I spelled it right. In my thought bubble, it was spelled the way it's not dirty. Okay. Speaking of love, why, look here. Lisa says, tickets acquired. Mama got second row tickets for Kansas City. We'll be coming down from Indy. Hooray. I even talked to my now retired toothless redneck truck driver husband to attend. Of course, I treated myself to the meet and grope, and I will meet Karen and the crew at the Hamburger Mary joint.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see all y'all sexy liberals. Lisa, coming down from Indianapolis.
I have some friends who are coming down from Nebraska.
Can I have my sexy liberal music, all please? Right. Listen, just for Jasmine Crockett, I want to come to Texas. You know how we could do that? We could add shows, Texas, Florida, Michigan, you name it, if all these shows sell through the roof. They're already going crazy.
Yep.
So go help us spread the sexy liberal. Sexyliberal.com. Minneapolis, you're up first. Yep. April 13th, then April 27th, Philadelphia. And on we go. Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. There you go. That's the whole schedule right now. So get it. Get it.
Get it.
Okay. Oh, what
you can also see the list at sexyliberal.com.
There you go. Yeah. In case you missed that whole list. Okay. Speaking of sexy liberals, one of your favorites, Representative Robert Garcia, who you like to point out is
he's a homo.
And a fantastic congressman. I love this. We have to have more alpha liberals, and I love the way these guys fight. Here he is yesterday.
Again, I just want to, just for the record, be very clear that in Mr. Obolensky's testimony, he has provided zero evidence of any sort of link between Hunter Biden and the president as far as it relates to the business dealings. And so once again, we're back to a hearing where no evidence is being provided of any sort of wrongdoing by the president.
Oh. Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned, and I had totally forgotten this, is boy, he hasn't forgotten how bad it was 4 years ago.
No.
He lost both his parents to COVID.
Yep.
So, you know, and there's got to be obviously a million of us. Mm-hmm. Think of all the families that lost someone. So they know that we're not, you know, we weren't better off four years ago. Okay. Oh, one last one. Representative Stephen Lynch yesterday.
We keep on hearing about the Biden family. When you hear someone say the Biden family, that translates into we have no evidence on the president, so we're going to use the Biden family to try to implicate President
That's
Biden.
Exactly. It.
But by the constant bumbling and continually shifting arguments here, you've done nothing more than exonerate President Biden.
Yeah. And implicate Trump and Republicans again.
Yep. Arguments.
Yeah. Larry in Minneapolis. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm going to be in the balcony when you get here on April 13th. Very excited. And I've got my brother Bob to come with me, so please play to the balcony.
Oh, we will. I will. I always play to the balcony. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to be wearing a very sexy liberal blue shirt, leatherish. So you'll see me. Hey, I've got a question about Eileen Cannon's husband, and rumor has it he's a big MAGA supporter guy.
I believe
the resources.
Her husband worked for some mobster guy, right? Former mobster that's a lifelong friend of Donald Trump's. Yeah, the whole thing smells hinky, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't get why that isn't being examined, but Bonnie Willis? Oh, yeah, let's dive right into that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
astounding. Yeah. Hey, when you guys are in Minneapolis, please come to George Floyd Square, because I'm the mailman that serves George Floyd Square.
Oh, wow.
And all over George Floyd Square have I put up posters that encourage people to vote.
Oh, good.
Everywhere.
Good for you.
So when I deliver there, I'm doing the Lord's work.
Yes.
There you go.
The people that come to visit George Floyd Square, I always ask them, are you registered? Are you bringing 10 people to the polls with you?
Good for you.
I am adamant.
Good.
So
you're amazing.
We're doing this,
good
okay?
for you, handsome guy in the blue shirt in the balcony. We'll see you in soon.
Hey, we do this together, right?
There
we
you
do.
Go. Absolutely.
We absolutely
yes, we do. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We will see you at the Harmar, probably. Won't we see them at the Harmar before we go to Sexy Liberal at the Pantages?
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low.
Hello.
Hi.
I listened to Stephanie on my radio.
I met Mr. Pillow.
Some lady was calling in from Minnesota. Minnesota nice.
It's very reasonable.
Talking about how the Pillow Man is fortune made.
He was a lonely guy.
Out in a kiosk with his sweaty tirade. Hey, that wasn't no pillow. That was sweaty cause.
This is the best pillow for you. I ran into him at the Harmar Mall.
There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we think it'd blow our minds. There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. He's told us that we stole it, but he knows that it's just jive. He knows it. Elections, they can't lose them. They have to cheat to win them. Let all the QAnon Nazis in.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Aw, getting in the mood.
Yeah.
Christopher, here's a pop quiz for you.
Okay.
Jury finds former Milwaukee election official guilty of obtaining fake absentee ballots. Guess which party that official is from. Which party is that official from?
Republican Party.
What? You're not supposed to get it right. Yes. Yeah. Isn't that weird? Whole rigged.
Well, I couldn't insert a cartoon character.
No.
In there, so
you just decided to go with
being exactly.
Right. Okay. Deidre in Annapolis. Hello.
Good morning. It's Deirdre.
Deirdre, sorry.
So I watched every minute yesterday because, you know, I like to torture myself.
Yes.
And at one point I thought their biggest asset during this hearing is a guy who's in prison for 50 years testifying against the Biden family.
Yeah.
And I thought, this can't be true that we're listening to this and no one's saying, you're all crazy lunatics.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it was. I remember tuning in. I was like, how come that guy's not? Oh, he's testifying from prison. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do they get away with it?
I don't know. I think that he can't keep getting away with this. I got to say, Tish James is the first one, Chris. This is like, feels like the first actual accountability.
He can't keep getting away with it. He can't keep getting away with it.
Yes. Les in Nevada. Hello, Les. Les in Nevada. Going once, going twice. Did I say Nevada right or Nevada? Whichever.
Nevada.
Okay, LaVon.
Less is more.
LaVon in Jacksonville. Hello.
That's me.
Yes, that's you.
Yes.
Hey. I've been listening to y'all for so many years, and I just want to thank you for my sanity.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really, sometimes I'm so depressed, and Carlos does that little imitation of that Alabama senator, and it just brightened my entire day.
Aww.
But I wanted to tell you about Ann Richards. My husband and I and daughter were working on the Al Gore campaign, and we got to meet Ann Richards. And my husband, he just died 2 years ago, but he shook her hand and just said, look at my arm. And she said, what? And he said, look at the goosebumps all over my arm.
Aww.
And she just hugged him, and he's a big, beautiful man, and she tucked right underneath his arm.
Aww.
And I have the most wonderful picture of them.
Yeah. No, Chris and I were both saying,
there wasn't a woman I liked more than Ann Richards.
Yeah. You never forgot it. I was saying it was an entire, like, apartment full of women. You could hear a pin drop. We were all literally at her feet, just listening, just mesmerized. And I swear.
You wanted to pick her up and take her home.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Just that. Oh, my God. The accent, all of it. But just the way she spoke about abortion, you just think, oh, my God, how did we get so far from that common sense that you know, you realize why Roe was precedent for 50 years, because of the way she spoke about it. And by the way, she's the one that shouted down the heckler, you know, the guy. She's like, no.
Right.
You can have a private, you can privately disagree, you know, I respect your beliefs on this, but you don't tell my daughter or my granddaughter what you know, the choices they got to make. She just, oh my God.
Ann Richards and Molly Ivins were the best of
Texas. Oh my God, Molly Ivins were the best. She was on this show.
Yeah.
Wait, can I hear the Ann Richards one more time?
Oh yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
just in case you missed it.
Okay.
I think a woman has a right, and every woman has a right, and no government should interfere whatsoever in a woman's decision about whether or not to have children. I mean, don't jump all over that guy. Let me tell you, I have seen more children in a world of hurt as a consequence of their birth to people who did not want them and could not care for them than I have from people who've had abortions. And I want to respect anybody who has a moral disagreement with that. But you disagree in your own life. Don't tell the government to legislate what my daughters or my granddaughters or other women must do.
Yeah. Cannot even imagine. what Ann Richards is thinking in heaven. Yeah. The fall of Roe v. Wade and what we face in this election. Please, for America.
She's telling us to fight.
For America, for Ann Richards, please register. As our friend from Minnesota just said, go get, make sure 10 people you know are registered. Yeah. Make sure they all get to the polls. It is... Oh, we need more Ann Richards now. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, right? In my giant hydration system every morning, because it's hiking day again. Thanks for asking.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday's bike day.
Okay. Yeah.
It is always in my my hydration bottle, no matter what I'm doing. Because you know what? I don't just get to hydrate with water. I get A, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and B, I get 10 supplements in there. It has been a game changer for me. It helps support my joints, give me energy, makes me think clearer. Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, which is a superfood.
It is. It's what the kids are doing.
It's for muscles and joints. Yeah. Anti-aging supplements, you name it, everything is in there. Get it now. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
A person of easy virtue. A purveyor of pulchritude. A one-woman Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will. A slimy, slithering succubus. A concubine, a streetwalker, a tramp, a slut, a cheap whore!
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, I am Stephanie Miller, publicity whore, so you can imagine how magical this morning is, as Barrett News Media has tweeted. Stephanie Miller is swimming upstream against a rush of conservative content and political talk radio. Read about her career in this interview with Garrett Searight. Garrett was fantastic. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, Barrett News Media. We will post it, barrettnewsmedia.com. Yeah.
Well, you retweeted it, so if you want to
Yes, I did. I certainly did.
What do you mean, did I? You just said to me, I just retweeted it.
Yes.
Okay.
This is our moment, is my point.
I want full newspaper coverage. I want magazine stories. I want books. I want films. I want TV. I want radio. I want us on the air 24 hours a day.
Yes.
This is our moment.
All right, then. Okay, then.
Really? You want to work 24 hours a day?
No, I do not. Okay. Let's take that soundbite out of there.
Okay.
Some guy that owns just shows get any ideas in election
right.
year. I think you guys need to work 24 hours a day.
That was the guy from our show, who owns the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mary tweeted, I recently had a downsize and dump Comcast. To my amazement, enjoy Sling TV Blue found you.
Yeah.
Now I'm enjoying your show without having to get up at 6 a.m. Yes, there are a bazillion Fox channels, but I move Free Speech TV to my favorites, so no Fox trash visible. Nicely done, Mary. We just heard from Luke Skywalker, who was panicking that he thought he lost his Free Speech TV for a minute. Go to freespeech.org. It's fun drive time.
Yep.
This is how you get Stephanie Miller 24/7 or whatever.
Yeah, this is our moment.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Stan in Nebraska. Hello, Stan. Nebraska, it's not for everyone.
Yes, it's not for everyone.
Chris has another friend here.
Yeah, aw, yay.
I'll say.
I don't know. I've met both of you at D.C. and Madison at VIP. Stephanie awarded me the title of official nurse anesthetist of the Stephanie Miller Show. But I'm retired now. I have a lot of time on my hands. So I have VIP tickets for Minneapolis, Madison, Denver, and Kansas City.
Holy crap! You are the sexiest of all liberals.
Because honestly, Colorado is just one state away from Nebraska.
There you go.
I know it doesn't seem like it, but yeah, they touch
there
each other.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Actually,
and Stan, the news cycles
the,
go so the, fast. It's a different show
right.
pretty much everywhere. So yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. And actually, I measured it out, and believe it or not, Madison is only 1 mile shorter than Denver from Lincoln.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for those geographical fun facts.
Well, that's why I picked it, because I'm kind of centrally located.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Lincoln is like 3 hours north of Kansas City, so not that far.
I recall, you were such a good anesthetist, I fell asleep on your shoulder a couple of times at the meet and greet, didn't I?
No, you were masked. You were evil.
Oh, that's right.
Masked.
Yeah,
I did feel kind of bad that you didn't invite me out to do your nap for you a couple of years ago. But,
every an anesthesiologist I've ever had, I say the same thing. I look up and go, "Please don't kill me," and yet they haven't so far.
Good.
All right. See you soon, honey. See you soon. And Allison Gill next.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Vince Moranto. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.